the Dave and Darren show, talking about Carrie and her special flowering womanhood and a very important part of that movie. Mike Schultz is here with his take on the Carrie remake. I'm Mike Schultz, the movie critic and entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
You saw Fifth Estate, Escape Plan, and Carrie since last time we talked.
I saw all those things. Yeah, yeah. Carrie. Well, okay.
Let's get started with that one.
Carrie. All right. It's really faithful to the first movie. It's
good enough remake.
Good enough remake, but such a missed opportunity, I think, at the end, because right now, there's so much going on with anti-bullying programs and with school shootings, and you'd think they would kind of play into that a little bit more, but really, we are put in the position of cheering Carrie killing all these kids, which I mean, it's not bad, but it's not as interesting as it would have been if it's like, wow, she got picked on and look at this horrible thing that happened. Because she kills the bad guys and the good guys pretty much survive, to be honest. I mean, it's, you know, in the first movie, everybody, they all go. Even the nice gym teacher goes.
Right.
I mean, she kills them all.
Right.
And that seems like a bit more of kind of sticking to reality of present day. It's like, you know, some of the good guys get caught in the crossfire in the end when the people get revenge. And so it became like this fantasy of the bullied kid in a way that seemed a little irresponsible, I thought.
I think it would be irresponsible to do it the way you're suggesting, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because then, I mean, given everything that's going on, and every week it's
like
the same story.
Like, it would just be two downbeats?
It would be irresponsible if she... Because then they would be able to say, look at this movie. It's showing that you just take care of everybody and not pick out the special people. I don't know.
Yes. But only if you turn her into a heroine. I mean, if you want her to cheer on, you know.
Right.
I don't know. It seemed like they could have thought that out a little bit more. It was, it was designed for box office instead of what it really could have done.
Uh-huh.
And I get that. You know, it's fine. Yeah, it's okay. Chloe's fine. You know, she's no Sissy Spacek, but, you know, you can't blame her for that. She's 16. Julianne Moore's fine. She's no Piper Laurie, but she's okay. Mm-hmm. It was fine. I just was bummed by it, I guess. I actually had quite a bit of fun at the Stallone and Schwarzenegger movie.
Right, Escape Plan.
For a while, for about the first hour. It's great. It's really funny. It's over the top in just the right way. It's got some good jokes, got a good cast, and those guys look like they're having a blast. They're having such a good time in that thing. And so it works, and it gets silly and ridiculous and has kind of a bad ending, but it was okay for a while. And the Fifth Estate, the WikiLeaks movie, mm-hmm. was just kind of dull. It's a Wikipedia movie, really, at the end of the day. It's like, all right, well, I've learned some things. Thank you. It's all pretty generic, pretty broad. But Benedict Cumberbatch is weird to watch. He's always creepy and fun. Yeah.
But no real thriller or anything.
No, nothing really dramatic. It's Social Network, but less interesting. It's not as much fun as that, but it's basically designed the exact same way.
You would think WikiLeaks would be a much more interesting story than Facebook.
One would assume.
Right.
Not so much.
You're saying it wasn't.
Yeah. No, and it'll be gone soon. Nobody went to see it.
Let's talk about movies that are opening in Quad City Theaters today. We've got The Counselor, which this is an embarrassment of riches, this cast.
Yeah, I literally don't know anything about the story. I know who's in it, but I have no idea what's going on. So
I know there's a scene
us.
That involves Cameron Diaz on the hood of a car.
Okay.
That is the reason alone to see the movie.
Okay.
So I'm guessing this isn't concerning a high school counselor.
No.
It could?
No, The Counselor is a thriller starring Michael Fassbender as a lawyer who delves into the world of drug trafficking but gets in way over his head. Penelope Cruz is the girlfriend. It also stars Javier Bardem, Cameron Diaz, and Brad Pitt. Here's Michael Fassbender and Brad Pitt in The Counselor, which is in theaters as of today.
You seem unsettled.
I'm all right.
I just need you to be sure that you're locked in. Because I don't know. My recommendation anyway, counselor. Don't do it.
Well, I guess I'm a little taken aback at the cautionary nature of this conversation.
If you're not in, you need to tell me.
Why?
Because you don't know someone until you know what they want, is why.
I'm already freaked out.
I suppose that's better than someone saying, you know, next year you really got to knock out some of those electives.
Also in theaters today, we have...
It depends on the casting.
We have Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Oh, I can't wait.
Johnny That's Knoxville so doing his Jackass routine, dressed as an 86-year-old man, traveling around the country with a little kid and pranking people in front of hidden cameras. Here he is as an 86-year-old man.
I'm on board.
Trying to sell an adjustable bed at an estate sale. So the other people in the movie don't know they're in the movie.
So it's like Borat instead of Jackass.
But it's a little kid who's an actor, him as an 86-year-old man, in some pretty convincing makeup.
Yeah, not bad.
And then the rest of the people don't know that they're in the movie. It's Bad Grandpa. It's in theaters today.
Is it one of those ones that adjust?
Yes, ma'am. It's really good. It's one of those that kind of sit up while you're watching TV. Yes, here, try to adjust it a little.
Whoa! What the? What the? What the? What the? What? Stop! Stop! Whoa, stop!
Unplug it!
Oh, my God. What are you trying to do to me?
Oh, Jesus, honey. Push the little button.
Oh, my God. Oh, God! Put it down! Put it cramp!
I'm sorry. I can't wait. I can't wait.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Is there anything else opening?
No, that's it. I've seen that preview probably 6 times at the movie theater, and every single time the whole crowd, I mean, is just going crazy for it. I can't wait. It looks great.
There you go. He's off to the movies. He's Mike Schultz from the River City Streeter. We're Dave and Darren, and we're coming right back with Rock from Foo Fighters. That'll be after this. It's Rock 104.9.